God's word for our nourishment this morning, God's word to guide us, God's word to lead us, comes from the gospel lesson. I want to just read one verse from that lesson from St. Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey. So far, God's word for our consideration, for our nourishment, for our strength this morning, as we rely upon God's word to lead us in our life. I want you to think about that word, faith. How would you describe, or how would you define, that's probably a better word, how would you define the word faith? Sometimes it's fairly easy to define that word, because it's our belief system. It's what we believe in. And of course, we can turn to the scriptures, and we turn to Hebrews 11:1, which says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That's it. That's what faith is all about. But isn't it believing in someone and having that faith that's going to endure? Brenda, a 7-year-old, was on the diving board, and her father was down in the pool waiting for her. She didn't want to dive off that diving board. Oh, sure, she had gotten into the water, jumped into the water by the side of the pool. She had walked into the water, and all that was good. But to dive from a diving board, even when my dad is out there in the pool, it's not my thing. I'm just not going to do that. What about you? What about your faith? Is fear grabbing your hearts and your minds and your words? Sometimes we think about it and think, well, maybe I should have that strong faith to get through things. But, you know, that's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to let go and let God do it. But you know, those times when fear grips our hearts and minds, we don't want to have that faith. We don't want to give it up to God because we want control. Today is October 5th. October 5th, 1984, a baby was born. Her name is Joanne. Today is her birthday. Today is our daughter's birthday. 1984 was a rocky year, especially when Joanne was born. Karen was in labor for about a week. That's what she would say. Okay. Contractions never went away, but they sent us home the week before. And so we're just kind of up and down and everything, and Joanne's born on the 5th of October. 2 days later, she was taken by ambulance to Grand Forks Hospital. We didn't know what was going on. We followed the ambulance a couple hours later. We said all the words that husband and wife can say, but the pastor can't. And so I called the pastor, and he came up to talk with us. And his words sometimes were not very comforting. His words were kind of confusing, but words of scripture, he said to us, if you love son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of me. Boy, is that a slap across the face, a punch in the gut. But it's telling us to have faith in a God who gives, and a God who will heal, and a God who will save, all through Jesus. A time that tells us about faith, having faith not in ourselves, not in doctors, not in medicine, but in God. God himself. That God gives us all things and he will support us in our life. Faith. Faith is having to grab hold of that God and trust. Having a word of confidence that God will work through the doctors. And that God will give and strengthen. The disciples were confused. They heard all of Jesus' words, but still confused. Increase our faith. Help us. Strengthen us. Uplift us. And the Lord says, well, you know, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and go into the sea. Jesus is saying both. It is easy to have faith, but it's hard to have faith. It's hard to give things up. We live in a world that tells us we can do all things. And it implants in us the philosophy that we can just push God away and say, well, God, I know you're there, but I don't need your help now. I don't need your strength. When I need it, I'll come to you. And our God says, okay, but be aware that you're going to have things in the world that are going to push you away. And Jesus continues to come and support our faith and grant us strong faith. Because what is faith? Faith is what we trust. Faith is having that trust and confidence in God himself that he will be there. Faith is a knowledge of the heart, not of the mind. Because then we supplant it with other words. But faith is that strong thing that God fills us with so that we may continue in this world. And we may continue as his redeemed children in Jesus Christ. Faith is a small word. Faith is a large word. Faith gets into our very being of being those sons and daughters of God, to know that he will come with us and he will support us. It's being that assurance of things hoped for. Think about the things that you hope for. Long life is one. One life that is not afflicted with many kinds of diseases or other things going on. Faith is grabbing hold of the physician, Jesus Christ, who will take all pain away and will comfort us and build us up and encourage us every step of the way. You know, it's also a hard word in our struggles of life is to have faith in God, because that is saying we give all things to God. We give all things to you. And know by trusting and having confidence and having that faith, that strong faith in God, that he knows what is best for us. There's many things that happen through our lives that we get confused of. I had a doctor friend, this goes back, and I've probably shared this with you before, but it tells us one thing, what God does in our lives, and to have faith in our struggles. Dr. Friend said, Scott, you make a good doctor. I said, Dr. Boyer, you gotta go through school first, don't you? He said, no problem, you'll get through. As a young student who went to the University of Minnesota Duluth, he It was easy to skip classes and be in the Ben Den playing cards and everything else. And know that you can get these classes through. It was a hard awakening when I would see the D and the F on grades. And so I kind of said, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll be a nurse like my mom. And I had interview upon interview, and they said, Scott, you got great credentials from Dr. Boyer, but you don't have the classes of chemistry and biology that you need. So I thought I'd try another one. And that was being a physician assistant. Went to Normandy Junior College for a gathering. And the guy there tried to convince us not to go to school there because there were no jobs available. So I didn't go to school there. So then, University of Minnesota had opening of a physician assistant in urology. Oh, good, I can go there. But did you know God slammed that door too? There were a couple other doors that he slammed. Me not knowing or me thinking that I wanted to do this and my faith was not grounded or not being led by God himself. It's when I put my faith in the Lord to guide me and how he instructed and led me by the hand to where I am now. God works through his word. God works through the Holy Spirit. God works in stubborn people. We have this stubborn streak in us that we don't want God to lead us. We have this stubborn streak in us that says, we will work out everything, Lord, because we have the strength and the knowledge in everything that comes to us. But God says, this is the way I want you to go. He says to us in Jeremiah, I have plans for you, plans to prosper and give you a hope and a future. But we say, Lord, we know which way we're going to go, even as we are filled with challenges and struggles. But God continues to come to us in his word and continues to tell us that we are his children. He says, do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. So he tells us that we are his children, strengthened and encouraged and built up so that we can continue to build one another up. The disciples said, increase our faith, Lord. We also pray, Lord, increase our faith, increase our hope, increase those gifts that you have given to us so that we may be your servants living in this world. In Christ's holy name, amen.